You are listening to the Joshua Segafis Podcast.
Welcome back to the Joshua Segafis Podcast, the only podcast that teaches you how to be truly alpha. If you're ready to level up to succeed at dating, relationships, business, fitness, and everything else that matters, then stick around. This is exactly where you want to be.
This episode is brought to you by my flagship dating course, Dating in the Wild, The Adult Man Method. Are you sick and tired of a lackluster dating life? Gentlemen, if you know anything about my personal story, you know that I used to suck at dating. I could barely get a text back from a woman, much less a date. I was lonely, depressed, anxious, and felt like my dating life was truly a hopeless endeavor. But I didn't give up, and eventually it all changed. I got to work and figured out how to transform myself from being a total dating zero to an absolute dating hero and succeeded in creating the dating life of my dreams. And in this dating course, you can learn the exact skills, strategies, techniques, and thought processes that I learned over 2.5 years of studying, trial, error, blood, sweat, tears, testing, and lots of hard work. The secret is to learn what women evolved to look for in a mate, and then to develop yourself into the truly masculine, attractive, high-value man who taps directly into the instincts that guide the ever-mysterious female mate selection process. Not only will this course teach you how to transform your dating life, it'll also empower you to become a better, more successful man in the process. So click on the link in the description, grab the course, and get ready to change your dating life forever. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Joshua Segafis Podcast. This is the podcast where you learn how to be truly alpha, to succeed at dating, relationships, business, fitness, and everything else that matters. Welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for watching my YouTube video or my podcast episode, wherever it is you're watching this. If you're on YouTube, do me a favor, give me a thumbs up and a like. I also want you to know that down in the description, I have some resources to help you with the alpha mentality. If you're interested in it and you want to learn more, I've got a free ebook and I have some links down there to stuff that might help you out. So just getting that out of the way. Now let's get onto the good stuff. There's some stuff we got to talk about. Yesterday, I was living my life, doing my thing, conducting my work. I ran into some hiccups. I ran into some challenging situations with my work. And I came to realize that I was starting to have some beta thoughts running through my mind. And then I had this realization. I had this realization that I wasn't really acting upon the world in full alignment with my alpha self. Okay? This is something that was kind of a new revelation to me. I had not really ever thought of it in quite these terms. But this was such a powerful revelation. I wanted to share it with you. And this is what it was. Every day we have a choice. We can either choose to align ourselves with a beta mindset, or we can choose to align ourselves with an alpha mindset. And to be really honest, if you're not choosing to align yourself with the alpha mindset, you're probably aligning yourself with the beta mindset by default, because that's kind of the human basic default mode of programming. We tend to act like victims. We tend to try to blame our problems on other people. We try to talk ourselves into feeling better with pretty little white lies and this type of thing, instead of taking radical self-responsibility for ourselves. Now, here's the thing. As alpha men and women, we want to always be in alignment with our own alpha power. We want to be in alignment with the tenets of the alpha mentality. Right? We want to be minding our business, getting our money, pursuing our purpose, leveling up mind, body, spirit to become 1% better every single day than we were the day before. We want to be embracing radical self-responsibility. We want to shirk the victim mentality, and we want to be practicing the alpha tenets on a daily basis, not just for ourselves, but also for our family, for our tribe, for our circle, and for our community. Okay? Now, this business of acting in alignment with your alpha self must be intentional. This is something that we have to do every day. Preferably the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning is you will get in alignment with your alpha self. You will say to yourself, today I will choose to act upon my life with power. Today I will embody abundance for myself. Today I will have faith in myself. I will believe that I have what it takes to overcome the challenges of the day and to become victorious. See, we must embody these things intentionally, and it's crucial that we align ourselves with the alpha side of ourselves, that we align ourselves with our alpha nature, because if we do not, guess what's going to happen? That beta mentality is going to creep in. It's going to start to make you think and act like a victim. You're going to start to think and act out of weakness, out of fear, and out of scarcity instead of out of power and abundance and self-belief. Okay? So, what is the best way to do this? It has to be done intentionally. And personally, I believe that it is a thought process and a meditative process. So for me, what I will do is I'll meditate and I'll take a moment and I'll just say, I need to get in alignment with my alpha self. I need to embrace power. I need to embrace abundance. I need to embrace self-responsibility. I need to embrace faith and hope that I will be successful in my endeavors and that I will continue to be a strong alpha, pursuing my goals, overcoming challenges, defeating obstacles, learning from my mistakes, and continuing on the journey, right? It's never going to be perfect. We're going to fail every single day. We're going to run into setbacks every single day. We're going to run into pitfalls every single day. That's all right. That's not the problem. The problem is when we let that beta mentality creep into our minds and then we let those things defeat us, or we let those things start to get us down to the point to where we're acting differently upon the world than we would if we were in alignment with our alpha selves. And so today, I want to challenge you. I want to encourage you. Be in alignment with your alpha self. Do not let your beta mentality win the day. Do not let it ruin your life and cast you down into defeat and despair and hopelessness and all this other nonsense that betas just find themselves enmeshed in every single day. As alphas, we must rise above that. We're going to be overwhelmed sometimes. Sometimes you're going to feel sad. Sometimes you're going to feel hopeless a little bit. Sometimes you're going to be afraid. You're going to have these feelings. You're going to have these emotions pop up. That's okay. That's not an indication that you're not truly alpha. That is an indication that you are human. And guess what? Humans can choose to overcome the challenges and failures and the setbacks and the pitfalls. And that is what we must do as alphas. We must choose today to overcome those things. We must choose to become more powerful than the problems that stand in front of us. And guess what? You can do it. You are more powerful than your problems. You are more powerful than the setbacks. You are more powerful than your failures. And guess what? Your alpha self is more powerful than your beta self. So be in alignment with it today. Choose it. Embrace it. Let it flow through your whole body and do not relent in the pursuit of greatness. You have the potential. You have everything it takes to be alpha today and to start creating the destiny you desire for yourself. And that is what I challenge you to do, because I know that you are capable. If you're watching this channel and you, whether you're new here, whether you've been here for a long time, I hope that you understand that you have the power to create the destiny that you desire for yourself. I truly believe that. I believe that I can do it. I am doing it every single day. I continue to succeed and to make forward progress, and I continue to overcome all the challenges that get in my way. And you can do the exact same thing. So today, I just want to give you that word of encouragement, and I want to give you that little kick in the butt you need to get your acting gear and start embracing your alpha self. All right, that's going to be it for this one. Go with grace, my friends. Never give up your power. This is Josh Segafis signing off.
Thank you for listening. Make sure to visit www.joshuasegafis.com. Catch you on the flip side.